Mr. Gonzalez was quite tolerant of this gaffe when one considers that the company of late has been receiving fewer and fewer orders, and that the orders were a demand from Kansas City for some $500. $500 worth of our product. We must remember, though, that Mr. Gonzalez is under orders from that mysterious tycooness, the reputedly brilliant and learned Mrs. Levy, to treat Miss Trixie well and to make her feel active and wanted. But he has also been most courteous to me, permitting me to have my will among the files. I intend to draw Miss Trixie out rather shortly. I suspect that this Medusa of capitalism has many valuable insights and more than one pithy observation to offer. The only sour note, and here I degenerate into slang to more properly set the mood for the creature whom I'm about to discuss, was Gloria, the stenographer, a young and brazen tot. Her mind was reeling with misconceptions and abysmal value judgments. After she had made one or two bold and unsolicited comments about my person and bearing, I drew Mr. Gonzalez aside to tell him that Gloria was planning to quit without notice at the end of the day. Mr. Gonzalez, thereupon, grew quite manic and fired Gloria immediately, affording himself an opportunity at authority which, I could see, he rarely enjoyed. Actually, it was the awful sound of Gloria's stake-like heels that led me to do what I did. Another day of that clatter would have sealed my vow for good. Then, too, there was all of that mascara and lipstick and other vulgarities which I would rather not catalogue. I have many plans for my filing department and have taken, from among the many empty ones, a desk near a window. There I sat with my little gas heater at full force throughout the afternoon, watching the ships from many an exotic port steaming through the cold, dark waters of the harbor. Miss Trixie's light snore and the furious typing of Mr. Gonzalez provided a pleasant counterpoint to my reflections. Mr. Lever did not appear today. I am given to understand that he visits the business rarely, that he is actually, as Mr. Gonzalez puts it, trying to sell out as soon as possible. Perhaps the three of us, for I shall endeavor to make Mr. Gonzalez dismiss the other workers if they arrive tomorrow. Too many people in that office will probably prove distracting. In the office can revitalize the business and restore the faith of Mr. Levy the Younger. I have several excellent ideas already, and I know that I, for one, will eventually make Mr. Levy decide to put his heart and soul in the firm. I have, incidentally, made a very shrewd bargain with Mr. Gonzalez. I convinced him that because I had helped him save the expense of Gloria's salary, he could respond by transporting me to and fro by taxi. The haggling that ensued was a blot upon an otherwise pleasant day, but I finally won my point by explaining to the man the dangers of my valve and of my health in general. So we see that even when fortuna spins us downward, the wheel sometimes halts for a moment and we find ourselves in a good small cycle within the larger bad cycle. The universe, of course, is based upon the principle of the circle within the circle. At the moment, I am in an inner circle. Of course, smaller circles within this circle are also possible.